One in 10 people in Worcestershire have signed a petition against plans to cut NHS services in the county. The Save the Alex campaign has now collected 53,000 handwritten signatures. They argue the A&E services should stay at the Alexandra Hospital in Redditch. It's a subject that stirred passions among local people. Possible A&E closure is just one of the ideas being put forward by the NHS in Worcestershire and their Joint Services Review team as they try and save £50 million by 2015. The Save the Alex campaigners will hand in their petition to that team at the Alex in Redditch later this afternoon. Neil Stote is one of the organisers. Neil, nice to see you. Thanks for coming into the studio this morning. Your reaction, one in 10 people in the county of Worcestershire have signed your petition. Are you surprised by the reaction?
We knew we would get a lot of support. We have been overwhelmed by the number of people who have concerns about the current review. Currently, they use a hospital which is local to them, provides a good service. The thought of trying to travel 40 minutes plus to Worcester is of huge concern. And then, of course, how is the capacity there to cope with people when they do actually get to that hospital?
Interesting point to make as well that this petition is handwritten. You see so many on your Facebook pages or whatever, get support my cause, support this, that and the other. But this actually has been done, if you like, in the old-fashioned sort of way.
No, absolutely. What we chose to do as a campaign team is to turn up to every local event possible. We've been in town centres, we've been at community days, we've been outside supermarkets in the evening, really drumming home that this is going on. What do you feel? We've had the trust information and our own information, and people have chose to sign this, and it should be a real clear message to the acute trust, to elected MPs and councillors, that 53,000 people plus do not want to lose their A&E and maternity service from the Alexandra in Redditch.
Practically, how do you get 53,000 signatures? What have you done to achieve that?
We've got a campaign team of 11, and we have worked tirelessly since June the 14th. As I say, we've had local shops support us, we've had local businesses support us. They've had the petition go passed around their businesses. We've been, as I say, literally at every weekend since the 14th, we've had some sort of event on where people can have the opportunity to come and sign the petition. And all credit to the community of Worcestershire and indeed the campaign for being there so people can have their say.
Who signed it? I know you've been flagging out, not necessarily naming names here, but in terms of groups of people, it's quite interesting.
Well, let's say we certainly know we've had a lot of the elder community sign it. We know that we've had staff from the hospital to sign it, including a group from the A&E department, which suggests that it's not all clinicians that agree with what's going on. We've had people from South County of Warwickshire sign it, and indeed we've had people from Worcester City Centre sign it, who are obviously concerned that if people from Redditch do come down from the Alex's, can the Worcester Royal cope? And if it can't, where would the people of Worcester City go?